achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
It will be Mount Holmes' ball to start this second quarter as they trail Greenwood 21-8. Glad you're joining us tonight here as we come to you from Bomber Gymnasium. Kay Jackson will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets into Husky in the backcourt. We're back underway. She'll throw it to Jackson. Still got to get across the timeline, and Jackson does. Jackson drills up to the top, finds Waymar on the right side. Waymar trying to dribble away from her defender. Tries to throw it to Rucker. Rucker is able to chase it down before it goes out of bounds or into the backcourt. Now she'll throw it up top to Husky. Husky gives it back to Rucker. Rucker tries to get by her defender. Finds Husky on the left side. Dangerous throw, but Husky corrals it. Gives it in the left corner. Going up for the three-pointer is Annie Norcross. Good. Norcross with her first 3 points of the night. 21-11, Greenwood leading as we are 40 seconds into the second quarter.
Well, so Mount Holmes is going to have to hope to try to shoot their way through that 1-3-1 there. There's going to be some opportunities offside there.
And Greenwood commits their first turnover of the night as Mount Holmes comes up with a steal. Here's Waymire giving it to Husky. Husky finding Jackson on the left near the top, or to Norcross on the left side. Cross court to Husky on the right. Down to Waymire in the corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds knocked out. They're going to say last touch by Greenwood, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball with 6:50 left in the half. By the way, Lady Bulldogs did have a couple subs check in during the switch of quarters. Ella Williams, a junior, and Carly Sexton, a sophomore. Inbound pass goes to Norcross on the left side, up top to Jackson. Jackson almost had the ball knocked away, but she is able to get it to Husky. Over to Norcross on the left. Cross court to Jackson on the right. Jackson gets by her defender, gives it to Waymire in the right corner. Cross court to Husky on the left wing. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound this time will be controlled by the Lady Bulldogs.
And once again, good possession by the Lady Bombers. Good skip passes and got a wide open shot there.
Yep. Here is Summit with it. She will give it to Trusty up the top. Trusty drills the elbow, gives it to Williams. Now Williams will find Sexton going towards the lane. Now kicks it back out to Trusty. Trusty will drill to the left elbow, throws it up top to Gray. Gray will throw it over on the left side to Sexton. Now back to Gray. Now up top to Trusty. Trusty is going to dribble to the toward the low block. Now goes back out on the wing, throws it up top to Gray.
Really good defensive possession right here for the Lady Bombers. They're doing a good job keeping Greenwood in front of them, not letting them have those open lanes to the basket.
Husky was trying for the steal, couldn't quite get there. Now the ball goes to Williams, over on the left side to Gray. She'll give it up top to Summit. Back over to Gray on the left. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Annie Norcross. Back comes Mountain Home.
Good job by the Lady Bombers finishing that defensive possession with the box out and rebound. Great possession on the defensive end for the Lady Bombers.
Jackson across the timeline for Mountain Home. She'll give it to Rucker. She's going to try for the three on the left side. Oh, man, it looked good, but not quite. And the rebound comes to Williams, and back come the Lady Bulldogs.
Nice adjustments we've made here getting that offside three-point shot going off for us.
Trusty tries for the court jumper in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound to the Lady Bulldogs. And going into the lane for the layup is Sexton. She gets it and draws contact. Carly Sexton will go to the line for the and-one situation with 5:09 left to play in the half.
Kind of unfortunate event there. There's an offensive rebound given up by the Lady Bombers. Everybody was kind of going to find their man, and Sexton came against the grain there to get that open layup.
Amelia Rucker picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Bulldogs. The free throw by Sexton was missed, and Mount Holmes comes up with a rebound. A little over 5 minutes left to play in the half. It is 24-11, Did she get that free throw?
No, she missed that one.
Okay, shouldn't that be 23-11 then?
Okay, that's
so we'll check on that. So foul just called on Mountain Home. That was on Amelia Rucker. I believe that's her third. No, I'm sorry. They called out Kate Jackson. That's her first. That's the team six against Mountain Home. Here is Cartwright, who checked in just a moment, back in a moment ago. She gave it to Williams, who dribbles to towards the low block for the jumper. Good. Ella Williams with her first 2 points, and I believe it should be 25-11. Here with a little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Here is Mullen, gives it to Husky, over to Jackson on the right side. Cross court to Mullen. She's going to try for the three on the left wing. Good! Cameron Mullen with her first 3 points of the night. It is 25-14, Lady Bulldogs up. Here is Cartwright with it on the right side. She's going to try to answer with a three, and she does.
And this is a game of hand down, man down, you know. You got a bunch of three-point shots going on over here.
All right. So it looks like they got it right. It's 28-14 now. Lady Bulldogs up with 4 minutes left to play in the half.
Work off of it. I need a middle person.
Husky will give it to Waymire. Over to Jackson on the right side. Cross court to Mullen on the left. Tries to get it to Norcross. Ball was knocked away, and a Cartwright comes up with a steal, but she's going to be called for the travel. So the two teams exchange turnovers on that sequence.
Spread.
3:46 left to play in the half. Mullen with the ball. It is 28-14. Here it throws it to Jackson. She gets by her defender, gives it to Mahusky on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Parker Husky with 6 points on the night. 28-17, Lady Bulldogs up. Here is Cartwright with it. She will give it to Sexton in the corner. Finds Cartwright cutting into the lane. Ball's knocked away. It's going to be a jump ball called. And it will be Greenwood's ball on the possession arrow. But good job there by Kate Jackson.
Really good hustle there by Kate following that play and getting that tie up there.
28-17, Greenwood up, 3:18 left to play in the half. Here is Cartwright. She's going to drill into Lang, pull up for the turnaround jumper, gets it off the glass. 8 points on the night for Cartwright, and now stoppage of play, and Greenwood's going to call timeout. We'll break with a little over 3 minutes left to play in the half. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 30-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garber Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters, and their number one priority is you.
A little inside baseball, folks. Dylan was asking me if they had 30 at the same time. I was telling Audrey a 30-second break. But they got the scoreboard right. It is 30-17 with Greenwood leading with 3:05 left to play in the half. Inbound pass goes to Norcross. Now she'll get it to Mullen. They're going with the full court man this time. Mullen gets it across the timeline. Mullen's going to drill it to the paint, pulls up for the jumper, will not go, and the rebound comes to Williams.
Hey, even though that shot didn't fall there, Matt, you got to love the aggressiveness there by Cam. Mountain Home will take that shot all night long if they continue to get that.
Absolutely. Cartwright's going into the lane for a layup. No good, but a late foul call, and Cartwright will go to the free throw line with 2:41 left in the half. That does put Greenwood in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. And see, so they call down Kate Jackson. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 7, against the Lady Bombers. Cartwright's first free throw is up and in. She is now 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Jackson's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Amelia Rucker. And a trusty coming back in for Greenwood as Carly Sexton will take a seat.
Yeah, what are the Lady Bombers going to do on the defensive end to match Cartwright's aggressiveness going to the hole here?
The second free throw for Cartwright rolls around and finally drops in. She now has 10 points on the night. Emma Wilbur checking back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Lauren Waymire. 2:41 left to play in the half. It is Greenwood up 32-17. Norcross inbounds it to Husky.
You should see the Lady Bombers clear here, and they did. Let Parker go one-on-one there.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see a full court man, to be honest with you. Husky goes into the lane for a layup, partially blocked, but the ball is being fought for and finally controlled by by Cartwright, and back quickly comes comes Summit into the lane for the layup. Good. Here is Mullen with it on the right corner. She's going to be fouled from behind, I believe, with 2:13 left. Yep, that is going to be Maddie Cartwright's third personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Bulldogs. Cartwright will take a seat.
That's 3 fouls on Cartwright.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Big for the Lady Bulldogs
out there. Annie Norcross is going to check out of the game as Monica Chafin, a 5'9 sophomore, checks in for the Lady Bombers for the first time tonight. Inbound pass goes to Mullen, just inside the half-court stripe. Ball goes over to Husky. She has it on the right side. Tries to throw it to Chafin. Pass goes over her head and out of bounds, and that will be Mountain Home's 12th turnover of the night.
You know, Mountain Home, that's what's kind of hurting us right now is all the turnovers that we've had this half. That 1-3-1's kind of giving us – we get some open opportunities out of it, but we're also getting some turnovers out of it.
Less than 2 minutes left of the half. Ball goes over on the left, on the right side to Trusty. Up top now to Summit, or on the left side to Williams. Down near the corner goes to Gray. Gray drills towards the wing, gives up top to Trusty. Back over to Gray. She'll dribble up between the circles. 1:44 left in the half. Ball goes over to Williams on the right side. Up top now to Summit, over to Gray on the left. Down on the low block to Sexton. Sexton's going to go into the lane for the layup, and it goes. Carly Sexton with 4 points on the night. 35-17, Lady Bulldogs up. Back quickly comes Mullen, giving it to Wilbur, going into the lane for the layup. Good.
Good job of Cam being aggressive there. Once again, we talked about that offside, and there it was again.
Absolutely. Back quickly is Greenwood, speaking of aggressive, as Trusty is quickly back the other way for the layup. She has 10. 37-19, Lady Bulldogs up. About 107 left to play in the half. Here is Husky back the other way. She's going into the lane for the layup, a little strong, and the foul's going to be called against Mount Tom on the rebound. Man.
Oh, they got Emma trying to go after that offensive rebound there.
That is Wilbur's second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. And so a 1-1 is coming up for the Lady Bulldogs with 1:01 left to play in the half.
Yeah, looking at Emma's face there, she looked shocked. She kind of looked over here and was like, I didn't touch her. I don't know what happened.
So it's going to be Ella Williams at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points this evening. First free throw is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw for the Lady Bulldogs. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 4 points on the night for Williams. Believe it's 39-19. Greenwood up, less than a minute left to play in the half. Here is Husky with it on the right side. She'll dribble towards the low block. Tries to throw it to Rucker. Pass a little strong. And all Rucker could do is knock it back in into the hands of a Lady Bulldog. Here is Summit back the other way. Going in for the layup. She gets it and draws a blocking foul.
Wow, that was great body control there by Summit to get the foul and to throw that ball up over the top of the front of the rim for the and one opportunity here.
39.5 seconds left as Monica Chafin picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 9 against the Lady Bombers. She'll take a seat. And so will Emma Wilbur as Kate Jackson and Lauren Waymire check back in.
You know, the games we've done here at home, you know, Mount Home has played really good defense, and they were in the 30s. Mm-hmm. And we've already given up 42 at half. That just tells you how
explosive. Although I think it's supposed to be 41.
Okay, well, that tells you how explosive this Greenwood is on the offensive side of things.
Now it's 42. The Summit does get the and one. And so 42-19, Lady Bulldogs up. About 35 seconds left as Mullen gets it into the front court. She'll take the screen from Waymire. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Back up to Mullen. Down to 25 seconds left in the half. Mullen's trying to get it by her defender. She does. She's going into the lane for the layup. She gets the basket and she draws contact.
Just like we saw Summit on the other end with great body control. Man, Cam with phenomenal body control. She gets undercut to get the ball in and get the opportunity here for this three-point play.
Ella Williams picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Bulldogs. So Cameron Mullen will go to the line for the and one.
Cam is a great point guard. She's aggressive. She's had some turnovers this year that once she can reel those in, the aggressiveness and the way she dribbles the ball is really, really good.
Less than 10 seconds left as Trustee's into the front court. She'll dribble to the left side. Now try to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Sex on the right side. Down to 2 seconds. She's going to try for the three to beat the buzzer, and she gets it.
Wow.
Or did they call that a long two? No. Nope. You know, they get it called her three. Carly Sexton gets 7 points all here in the second quarter to wrap up the first half. And I think it's supposed to be 45-22. But so we'll go with that, 45-22. If we need to correct that, we will at halftime. So I tell you what, you know, you've got to give Greenwood just all the credit for how aggressive and how strong they've played.
Oh, on the offensive side of the ball, they're attacking the goal and attacking it hard. And, man, they're making their shots, to be honest with you. I don't know what the field goal percentage is for Greenwood, but they haven't missed many.
No, they haven't.
And they've taken some really tough shots. They're at the end of the half. I mean, that was a really tough shot by that girl, and she just drained it,
yep.
You know. And you got to hope in the second half those shots will even their way out for the percentage there.
So we've reached halftime. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a couple of minutes. Our score at halftime, Greenwood leading Mountain Home 45-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you'll love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.